Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Things ain't what they seem when you wake up. Moss don't grow across the cover-ups. Shining, filling up our cups. This is our world, it's our world. Oh, climbing when never.
Have you heard this one theme?
Rising, we are going to the top.
I don't think so.
Ascending when never gonna drop. This is our world, it's our world. Things ain't what they seem when you wake up. Moss don't grow across the cover-ups. Shining, filling up our cups. This is our world.
Is it a gift or a curse, which comes first? The cup is half empty, I'm quenching my thirst. Am I alone while I'm kicking this verse? Or do I have an audience, you and yours? Is the notion absurd? I'm hoping it works. The energy I put in, proof's in the pudding. Am I eating it now or overlooked it? Life is psychedelic, am I right how I took it? Or is my eyesight from the sangle a little crooked? Life imitates art, art imitates life. And what is death to art? So you cannot take my things in what they seem. What I'm hearing on grapevines, age like a fine wine. The truth is in all sides, to walk high. Am I just stone, should all fly thee without sin? Can judge, are we all tied with no separation? One being, it's alright. Does it even matter if you get it or jet by? Long as you don't regret it, never ending, it's just fine. Remember talking to this queen about past lives. Cherokee Indian or something with brown eyes. Some very beautiful left men with their mouth wide. A harsh time, a love and war, the apartheid. In her soul she felt violated, gets caught crying. In the form of bright colored paints for civil rights. But you would never know how deep it goes without sight.
Things ain't what they seem when you wake up. Moss don't grow across the cover-ups. Shining, filling up our cups. This is our...
I gotta leave it for Ransom Bad Bones' verse, man, at the end. So
the fact is we attract just what our mental breeds. Either projecting or extracting energy. Be a contender or give back a legacy. And if it don't feel natural, then just let it be. Quietly, uncomfortably, others are suffering in silence. G, cutting off speech from the depths of a society where struggle is free. Fighting depression and anxiety with muscle, no ease. The complexity inside of me, dissected and read all by myself in privacy. Till this lifespan ends on earth, I'm at service. Internal or surface, if you're in search of your purpose, feeling the burden and worthless. With your mind in submission till it's old as fungus. Guided by intuition, that's your inner compass. Let the medicine give you wisdom in abundance. Accustomed for all the gifted spirits here amongst us. Others just wanna gas like a jet stream. No Gabriel, nonetheless, we manifest dreams. Bag of extreme challenges, every step steep. As radical deadbeats, we often let breathe. See the light in a tunnel that's dark. But if you are the light, then you're the path. And mentally free. Colorblind, not numb inside, but love and light. Summarized and underlined. Things ain't what they seem.
Things ain't what they seem when you wake up. Moss don't grow across the cover-ups. Shining.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Phoenix the Ice Fire in the house, son.
Phoenix the Ice Fire and Ransom Bad Bones. Things Ain't What They Seem, featuring Aisha Peters. And that's produced by Kulia Beats. That came out about a month ago. I remember checking that, thinking, oh, that's a nice little smooth number there.
Yeah, boy.
I'm also
Aisha.
A big fan of Ransom Bad Bones. Again, I always look out for stuff from him when it drops. Shout out all the Arms House family. Big up yourselves. Themas. Episode
157, brother.
157, yo. It's almost 187 on the undercover car.
Oh, when it's 187, we yeah. have to go nuts.
We gotta do that. Yeah, straight up, man. Yo, big up, man. Today, our main topic of choice is gonna be the yellow BR.
Yellow BRs.
Well, basically, any train in England that's not London Underground and not a freight train, basically, yeah?
Mm.
And we kind of, you know...
And that is a point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Different. Basically, BRs doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know, pretty much.
British Rail doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't. It's gone.
It's all,
do you know what I mean?
Private
She
lines now,
gone.
owned by different people, and different companies and stuff like that. There's so many. I should have pulled up. Oh, that's what I was going to do before the episode. I was going to pull up all the different variations of all the different types of BR train, you know, but fuck it. I've not done that, man. But before we get into the BRs, obviously we got Graph Critique and everything else as per usual. I did say
to
last
give away
some
a little
stickers.
Some stickers to a lucky winner. And you are a lucky winner. If you win anything on the almshouse, you're lucky as dick.
You're a lucky motherfucker, man. Fucking, I can't reach this top bit of fucking, oh my God. This is annoying. All right, okay, let me get to the latest episode. I'll just pick a comment quickly, man.
What are they going to get sent out? Some stalkers?
Some stickers, man. I promised it last week, so hey, let me just get on with it, man. Let me see some of these comments. Ah, someone left a really cool one. I pinned it at the top saying, the best OPSEC tips for free, where he's like telling...
I read that, yeah.
Breaking down
telling the ute them...
how to not have your phone be used against you in a court of law, basically. And other tips as well. There was one comment. That was it by Gia Jin 6186. Wishing us happy 3 years, geezers. Big up yourselves. Quality episode as ever. Salute, Gia Jin. Reach out and we will give you some stickers. I reached out to everyone on the Patreon as well. If you want stickers, just message us and let me know where to send them and I'll send them to you for free, man. The people who have messaged me, I will be sending them out in the next couple of days.
I'm the exact same garms last week as I am this week.
You're wearing the same exact clothing, man. You're idiot, man.
You're idiot, white boy. But I think it might be a different t-shirt. It's a different t-shirt this week.
I don't know, you know. I don't know. Nah, yeah, it's all love.
Dirty boy.
Well, there was
Dirty boy.
Another thing I wanted to get out of the way. Michael Parkinson, the Top Don Dapper producer, you know, made many classics here in the UK hip-hop scene. You might all know his Me, Myself, and Akai.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
And album.
Yeah, this one here, you can see it on the screen. I was chatting to him last week, and he's like re-releasing them, man. So I copped one. I copped the white one, Me, Myself, and Akai, the classic one. So people, just go hit him up on Instagram. The link is here on the screen. Go check him, ask him. He's doing it all himself. He'll get you printed up. Like he's doing sweatshirts and T-shirts.
Yo, so I might get a sweat. Because I've got the white tee from ages ago, from like over a decade ago, I guess.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if he was doing any jumpers.
Yeah, he told me he's working on it to get some jumpers done. So people, go get that. And that kind of led me on to thinking, I kind of want to nudge people for this Christmas when you're deciding to buy gifts for people. I know kids can be demanding, so I'm not really talking about kids because kids, they really want stuff like specific things and shit. You know what I mean? I'm assuming. But if you're buying stuff for your adult friends, man, think of buying something from an independent artist, man. You know, support someone, man. It means the world to them, man. And don't just go on Amazon.
You could say man a few more times. You know,
yo, man. Like, listen, man, it's incredible, man. You know what I mean? I said, you know what I mean so many times.
You're a big fan. Yeah, you did.
I got to watch myself, man. I fucking hate that shit.
You're a big fan of Etsy.
Etsy. I've never used it in my life, but yeah.
I made homemade headbands, and I'm selling them, and you can buy them for Christmas.
Sell stuff like that, the stuff like you're pushing now.
Well, but
I can put your dad's name on a pair of socks, and then, you know what I mean?
I mean, there's definitely stuff like that, but also just any, like, you know, anyone you're into sells merch, most likely. So just go straight to their website and buy some merch, man. Buy it from the person, not from some middleman who's taking a cut and this and that.
And have a look at the Mobb Deep merch, the Thun jumper.
Oh, yeah, I seen it.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I seen it.
I was this close, bruv.
Oh, no way.
This close to copying it. And I just didn't. I just thought, can I walk around? The answer is yes, because no one will know what it fucking means around here.
No one will know, yeah.
No one will give a shit. But it's still like, you know, back when you were like 20, that's the only shit I've got is jumpers with like huge things on them, you know, sweatshirts, hoodies, and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like the Me, Myself, and Akai, like the CBM one where Met did.
Yeah.
All of like Nike basketball ones, Lakers, whatever.
Yeah, I had like some of the basketball ones and stuff, man, but I was always small logo here, sweater, no hood or anything, plain sweater. That was my jam always, man. You know, the simpler, the better.
I told you I'm finding shit in TK Maxx.
Oh, yeah?
But well, yeah. Cheap. Did I tell you, like, the Polo Sport?
TK Maxx is dope, man. TK Maxx, I love TK Maxx.
In the further, what's it called? Reductions aisle. Further reductions aisle. I was like, what the fuck? And it's the classic 90s Polo Sport thing. It was like 45 quid.
You can find them, but you got to be quick because there are people just...
You don't have to be quick. I was getting a large, and it was extra large, and I was trying it on, and I was a bit like, the sleeves are a bit too long. And I just put... After a while, I wanted it so much. I was going to buy it, and then I'd put it back. And I went to the next grey jumper that I came across the aisle, pulled it out, and it was the large. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I mean, that's what TK Maxx is. It's all the offshoots, all the stuff that didn't sell from last year's catalogue. That's how they shift it. Those big
my
brands.
Baby mother reckons it's because nobody's into that anymore, you dusty old man. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what she reckons it is.
Well, you know, Zillow has his clothing company, Abuse London. I remember, not anymore, but back in the day when he was selling them, you know, through the marketplace or online or whatever, then it would get to the next year. The end of the year, he'd shovel it all off into TK Maxx and they'd give him a, you know, low price for it, but it's better than nothing sitting in a storeroom collecting dust. He would do that every year. Yeah, every year. And he told me that's kind of the process.
Ping it off to TK.
Yeah.
For like 20 bags.
Exactly, yeah.
And they make like 85 bags of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that's how it works, man. That's how
I've just gone to show you the latest Primark purchase.
Okay.
Which means?
You got the robe. Theme is
the full-on robe. The most luxurious one they've got, bro.
Is it velour? Velour.
Look how shiny.
Yeah.
Shiny and glistening and gorgeous it is. Fucking Primark, bro.
It's a pimped out fucking thing.
$17.99, to be fair. $17.99 of your finest Thai bar. And I brought the Mrs. one as well because they were so good and I'm fucking minted. I'm not minted.
I only use Primark for socks and underwear, man. I don't shop.
I've got past that stage.
Is it? Yeah,
I'm now using it for...
Yeah. I did buy a bath mat from there the other day, actually, come to think
of it. Bath towel I bought the other day.
But I wouldn't buy one of those bullshit... You know, they always got the Run DMC t-shirts, or they even have, for a while, they had the Dr. Dre Chronic, and they have, like, all the Marvel collabs and stuff, but I see...
The Griggs. Griggs!
I'd see too many people wearing it for me to be able to wear it, you know? I don't want to be wearing the same t-shirt as everyone else, man. I can't do it, man.
The NBA shit is quite tempting because it's like... much cheaper than the NBA Europe store.
Yeah.
And it is legit, but it's a bit shit. It's a bit shit. It's a bit shit.
Look, at the end of the day, it's what you can afford, you know what I mean? That's not with you personally, but what people can afford, you know what I mean?
It's what I can afford. What we fucking can afford. Counts.
Straight counts. Up, man. All right, let's get into some yellow BRs. I want to kick it off with this one. This is a recent one. Just the other day, I saw it online. This is from UK Frontline. This is a Halloween mission by some heavy hitters.
Oh, yeah. Let's see it.
Yeah, boy.
Ghost pies. Look at what Gran's doing on the side of trains. Nice.
Incredible, man. Crazy.
What's the whole train?
Whole train, man. Top to bottom, whole time. Here it is again, man. Fucking hell, man. It's so nice to see that, you know, still getting done in this day and age, man. In your face. Huge. Whole car, top to bottom, man. Salute all the heads involved.
Whole train as well, man. Whole
train. And someone posted, they said, is Halloween becoming more popular as a mission night than Christmas? I don't think it is. Because what makes Christmas special is because everything's shut down for the whole day. You know what I mean? Halloween isn't like that. But the Halloween theme, I prefer
the Halloween
it.
Theme.
I prefer it to the green. Yeah, I prefer it to the Christmassy themes, you know?
Yeah. But I'm with you. I prefer Christmas Day missions.
Yeah. It just makes stuff life a lot easier, man.
I might go to 25 different places on Christmas Day because they buff me so much. Yeah. Just get them all done. Do you know what I mean?
Bosh. Do it all 24 hours just nonstop.
24 hours. That'd be sick.
I'm on it, man. This Christmas, I should be on it if I get some nice warm gloves for this tropical brother.
Yeah, but you get drunk.
Yes, you true. Don't come. I do like that. yeah, fucking hell, man. Look. What's kind of, let's just preamble this with like our personal thoughts, man. Yeah.
And my personal thoughts on BRs are they are fucking dog shit and only built for butty boy. No, I'm joking. That's how that kind of, that's what it used to be.
Yeah, but why? Why was BRs. It like that? Why?
Not from me, but yeah, from but... like tube writers.
Nah, everyone was like that back in the day. I remember.
Yeah, I suppose, but you can't really, it's not legit unless you're like, you know, hitting tubes hard.
It was a bit
like bumpkin-y. It was tied into bumpkin and like you picture the yard with like loads of trees and leaves and fucking
and the fence
deer going
high.
Past and shit. Yeah,
waist height. Yeah, you just hop over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially
the
back
security
in the day.
Is like a scarecrow.
Yeah, scarecrow.
There's used to be shit like that, but it's not like that. And
I mean,
I had a big chat with Vamp today.
Salute.
About how, you know, certain people are active and all the he's like, mate, I don't know what to send you because BRs don't exist, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So what do you mean? Like, do you mean this? And it's not like there is well, there probably is ones that are super easy, but some of them are fucking difficult to get in. More difficult than tube yards because they're all privately owned now. Some of these private companies, they go for their own security. Do you know what I mean? Like they're paying for that shit. And that's like mad different to just like some bloke on a fucking 9-to-5 who doesn't give a shit and is getting home to, you know what I mean, have a beat when he gets back.
Yeah.
But the some of the yards are fucking techie and difficult and roasting to get in and difficult to do the actual yard. I don't know, but because of like the when the security comes around or whatever. And
they're not bound.
Some
right? Like
underground
you said,
yards are like, not that difficult. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I'm talking about Bricky or something like that, but they're not that difficult.
In comparison.
Yeah. There's some very difficult ones and there's some, but there's like BRs now, which are in South, because you didn't mention South, is it South East London? Well, South East London, I think, got basically no tube.
Okay.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Limited train.
And they have, they've got like Southern Easterns and stuff like that, which like we don't even know exists and we're in the same fucking city. Like we don't know what color is a Southern Eastern, bruv. How could you make
exactly,
it out?
Yeah, exactly.
Gray. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing. We don't know about those kind of yards, and loads of those are getting done. Like billions and billions and billions are getting done. So it was a good. It was almost like a bit of a bollocking. It's like because I know you do the where do you think I need to paint in that fucking yellow BR? But I'm like, yeah. But it's joke. It's joke. It's because
it's hilarious. Like, yeah, and as we've mentioned, you know, back in the day, it was very much like that. Oh, it doesn't count. It's a BR train. It's not.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Yeah, it doesn't count. That
was... which is ultimately bullshit. And most of the heavy hitter writers who did paint London Tubes painted BRs as well. You know what I mean? As we're gonna see later with some photos. You know, most of them did BRs, and I always thought, especially as a youngster looking at all of this stuff, I never really got on any BR trains to college. I remember from Richmond to Twickenham, there was an overline slam door thing that I used to get, but by then, none of them were painted.
Well, you never did, we always used to go there, Strawberry something.
Yeah, Strawberry Fields down near
Strawberry
Chiswick,
Hill?
Strawberry Hill, whatever, over the bridge from...
from Richmond College.
Barnes. Oh, right, okay, no, I thought I'm talking about something else. Yeah, but from Richmond College, yeah, but it was only from Twickenham to, a couple of stops. But by then, the trains weren't even being painted. I never really paid attention. But as a kid, I used to, you know, look in the magazines, especially Graffitism and Visual Graphics by Kilo and all them lot, and a bunch of stuff of, like, you know, I'd watch the BRs getting trained and getting painted. And to me, it seemed like, especially back then, the BRs were a lot easier to paint than London Underground back then. Now it's changed, obviously privately owned, and now they've got their own internal security. They're not held down by the bureaucracy of the government or anything, so they probably can enforce certain things a bit more, a bit heavier, more cameras, infrared. They can try out different things, whereas when you're owned by, you know, subsidied by the government or whatever, then there's so many hoops you got to jump through to even have a dog in the yard. I reckon it's probably illegal to have dogs in the yard if it's owned by a government, because of safety issues. But as with privately owned stuff, maybe it's more susceptible to stuff like that. I'm not sure. This is me kind of guessing. But it does make sense.
I think that's a massive guess. I think the land would still be owned by the same person. And the company is...
Yeah, true. I mean, there's whole bunch of details.
Renting it, and then they're a private company, aren't they?
Yeah.
Strawberry Hill Yard, bruv. Fuck me. Because that... was kind of in London.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was bumpkin as fuck, bruv.
Yeah.
Bumpkin as fuck. You're going to go there and, like, smoke zoots and shit.
Just chill during the day sometimes, you know what I mean?
Get bombing, like, with a pen. Do you know what I mean? If you got chased out of there. And then, this is how I used to think of it, yeah? If you wanted to get into painting tubes, you had to do those things first.
Mm.
You had to do, like, Strawberry Hill. Like, then you had to do, like, stains.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Then you had to do like, but at Staines, you're doing something bigger than Strawberry Hill because it's a bit more. Then you had to go Kent sides and do like a top to bottom whole car. And then you could go and start trying to do, but that was just in my own stupid little head. Yeah. There was no rules about that.
No, but that makes sense.
I kind of saw it as like a progression. Yeah.
It does kind of make sense to do that. And also, I mean, you know, there's the jump down aspect of it. You know, there obviously is locations on the London Underground where you can do it, but it's always like a minute or under, you know, maybe there'll be places where it's a minute and a half, 2 minutes you'll get. Whereas on the BR train side of things, the jump downs, you're more likely to find a 5 minute window, maybe a 7 minute window, sometimes 11 minutes where you could actually do a halfway decent dub in 11 minutes. You know, like you don't even necessarily have to go to the yard, and the train stations are more bumpkin. Some of them you can find one where there's never going to be security, limited cameras, limited people, limited hero factor. You know what I mean? So there's all those differences as well.
And they go through six spots.
Mm.
You know, Clapham, Vauxhall Bridge, Waterloo. You know what I mean? You're like, damn, son.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, true. And to me, the effect of seeing, okay, the London Underground has a thing to it. The colorway of the London Underground, the sound it makes as it rolls through and moves. Maybe not so much with the newer trains, but definitely the Bakerloos and stuff. When we did that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Bakerloo, to just the Bakerloo. Hearing it rumble, that old steel. You mentioned it a couple times. Like it is different from the BR. We're going to call them BRs from now, even though we know we've said that there's no BRs. You know what we mean when we say BRs? We mean non-London Underground and not a freight train, basically. That's what we mean. So on the BRs, you know, it doesn't have that same thing. Although there is something to be said about those old BRs, though. The blue with the red line that went through it. I thought they looked slick, even the slam door ones and a couple of the other ones. The
slam door ones were the ones. They were like the sickest
They looked nice, man, you know, and they rolled through pretty cool. They looked dope. on video, you know.
Could you open the slam door when the train was moving? You could, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. I remember we used to on the
what
train.
The Imagine having that now. People, you can't have that.
Yeah, of course, safety, health and safety now would not allow for that. But I think even back in the day when you did open it, like a light would come up in the driver's thing, like the someone opened the door while the train was, and then you'd hear them on the thing, can you please leave the doors alone, not open the doors while the train is in motion. But thinking about it, it's mad. Have you seen those videos of in India of like the train like slowing down?
85 billion people
like while the train's still moving, they're jumping on and shit and like trying to hang on like this for dear life, man. It's crazy. More people don't die from that shit. I'm sure plenty do.
I'm sure plenty fucking do. Yeah. I'm sure the ticket inspector is having the worst day of his life, as if there's ticket inspectors on those.
No
fucking
way.
You're like, hey, you come down, I need to check your ticket.
All right, we got so many photos to go through. By the way, people, we're going to like kind of cut it at 1 hour. Maybe we'll go a little bit over, but then the rest we're going to film, do extra for our patrons. So join the Patreon if you want the extras, man. There's plenty of stuff there already. There's hours and hours of shit there, unseen to the regular viewer that you can go check out there. All right, I've opened up the Vampage folder, Vamp, that he sent you. Should we just go through them? We'll start off with the movies and make our way through, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's start off with...
Go on, some of them might be duplicates. Just from different angles. See the cleaner there? That's the whole car.
Yeah, window down, whole car, green, black outline.
HSL crew.
Vimoas. Moas, M-O-A-S. O-T-K. Yeah, that looks really nicely done, man. Very cool.
I reckon he did it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Oh, what's this one?
What's this one? Hello. MOA Moas.
You see, that one could have been a... I don't know.
Yeah.
That could have been a jump down, you know what I mean, type thing. Quick, two people. Done. You know? Oh, that's a good... Another
dude. This guy been doing graph. Look at that. That's nice. This HSL crew as well. Smashing it.
Vims... HSL, do you know what HSL stands for? Or OTK?
Moas at the end. I knew what HSL stood for.
Another thing I wanted to say, especially from back in the day, maybe not so much nowadays, but back in the day, I remember BR trains being done more by bumpkins because BRs obviously travelled all around the UK. So there was bumpkins in Sheffield, in Brighton, in Birmingham, you know what I mean, painting the yards there. And then we'd see them roll into London or we'd see the photos from them. And the bumpkin style coming from London wasn't my 100% cup of tea, so that kind of tarred my vision of it, you know, for a little while as a youngster. As I grew and matured in my experiences, then I've become more lenient towards different styles and stuff. I was very much adamant that if it wasn't like London, you know, London style, then it's shit, you know. So that probably tarred my vision of BRs. Oh, we got an action shot. Oh,
yeah, I wouldn't show that. I wouldn't show that.
All right. Why did you send it to me then, for fuck's
sake? I don't know.
Oh, we got them chatting in the background. Another Vims MOAS.
So that's neater, isn't it? Nice.
Very nice, man. All right, I think that's the
lots
end of
it. Lots getting done, man.
Yeah. Oh, this is a bit bait as well.
See, remember this one? No, don't remember this one, but remember when we talked about photos of Graf that look amazing with the background, like there was people had like the fucking Eiffel Tower behind it and shit. That is what you get with BRs.
Yeah.
In this city, you don't really get that. I mean, you can go to like Richmond and what's not if you had a runner, but you never have a runner anyway on the underground.
Yeah.
But you know, to get an outside shot, but it wouldn't be central Londinium like that. It wouldn't be.
True. Very true, man. Some of the shots.
Because that is nice. Imagine you know it's going to come out of the tunnel on the bridge across the River Thames. You're like, yo, this is it. That's the thing that BRs have got that the underground doesn't really have.
Oh, this is a nice one. I like the color there. You can't really go wrong with that color, the turquoise with the red-orangey background and the yellow bits.
Yeah, I like the yellow bits over the border as well, over the outline. You know what I mean? Just doesn't matter that the outline's there, just go over it. Bosh.
Shit, yeah, I like that.
That one. You see with the city behind it?
I mean, you can find
Thick.
some bits like that in on the London, but yeah, you're right. There's definitely
If you had a
more.
layup, yeah, but man, that's nice. This is just an example of how much shit is getting done, bruv, on the.
So these are all relative.
These
These are all within the last year or two, or you don't know
are. Yeah,
specifically. You
there's a
can't. Yeah.
fucking
Okay.
Halloween one on here somewhere.
Okay. Cool. This HSL, I love it with the purple and the yellow. The contrasting colors always going to go well, man. Here we go. We got oh, a different angle there with that one.
That's nice, man, with the skyscraper behind it. I really like that one. I really like that one.
That one's dope. I like it, babe.
Cobwebbage.
Vimzo. This one with the Superman 3D coming out.
That
Okay,
again could
HSL
be.
again.
Was that a runner? Was that done? No.
Now, you see, it's
Yeah.
also, again, another thing as well with the BRs, and I was saying about the funky bumpkin kind of styles and stuff. A lot of it was done from a necessity, right? Like, big fat caps, you don't have to switch to a thin needle, for example, to do details and like, get a thin line for that. It's just more
You
garish,
don't have
more,
time.
yeah, you don't have
Yeah.
time. So you're pressured from so many different aspects and stuff. So that led to that style. Ooh, here we go.
Yo,
Ultra
these are
funky.
people I just thought of when I was thinking of who's doing BRs. I thought of like Funk, Cough, Pies, Grand, Have, Vamp. I mean, like now, people doing it now.
Yo, big up the 211 crew, man. All them lot, Aggro and
211. Yeah, yeah,
two
yeah,
on
yeah, yeah,
one,
yeah, yeah.
Pilot, fucking them lot of serious dudes,
But
man.
look
They're
at
not
this
fucking
funk.
around.
Like Funk's doing, still doing like semi, not semi wild style, but do you
Oh,
know what
that's
I mean?
a
He's doing like outlines like that in the yard. Like the geezer's fucking good, bruv.
Yo, that reminds me of this one. We were talking about it before we started. The lame tribute that we spoke about
Oh
before.
yeah. This
Talk
is
about
nice.
painting on a train like it's a legal wall. Making
Yeah,
pieces
yeah,
that
yeah,
you would be impressed if it was on a legal wall, let
yeah.
alone on a fucking moving train, So again, shout out Lame, rest in peace. Shout out all his brothers in arms showing love and
DFS.
supporting him. So this is a from the yard shot. This one's
Get
called
fucking scrubbing. Big up. Have. I like Have style, man.
I
I
don't know if
like all
that's
these extra blues coming out.
is that just Hav did that? I mean, I can see his style in there, but oh, okay, sweet man. Sick. Destroying toys.
Look at
That's such
that
a
boy. It's
ill.
nice, boy.
Highlights all on
LBs,
point.
isn't it?
Little background.
Stars, there's little things that come off and get fatter at the end and bend round. Like it's got all the graph bits.
And there's proper fades in it. It's not just like a two color fade or three. How people
Yeah.
do things to speed
Yeah.
things up. This is a proper piece, man, with schemes and everything, man. Killer. Shout out
Damn,
Vizzo as
son.
well. Oh, it's gone sideways now.
Mets.
Yo, incredible that one. I've always loved that one. And
I've
that
always
ran
loved
for
that
a
one.
while as well. It ran for ages, man.
The Havism was fucking, was the same style. Must have been like the same colors almost, but it was fucking banging.
Oh
Look at this.
shit. Ah, we know who that is.
Yatsism.
Yatsism. Shout out
Mind the gap.
decorated trains on Instagram.
Yeah,
That
yeah,
is
yeah. Shout out him because I fucking screenshot bear of his stuff that over the last couple of days.
bruh, he
I
proper
think
went.
this was done with a funk somewhere as well.
Okay.
I think there's a funk on this.
All right, let's.
Oh, gash. There's a gash on that, on
Okay,
the
yeah,
left.
on the left. All right, sweet. Hopefully, maybe we'll get to it on the photos. Ah, this
Big
one.
boy.
You can just
Big
about
boy
make
train.
it out.
Big
Afro
boy train.
pies, whole car.
Cough, neat, level,
That's funk there.
funk. You can tell, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't
Sick.
quite make out who that is, but
Grand
that's
at
ill.
the end?
It might be,
Maybe
yeah.
grand, I'm not sure, but the funk is definitely banging. The
Yeah.
afro is banging. And the pies is banging.
And it's got the character on the left as well. It's a shame we can't see it through the wires. But that's an ill shot as well in the warehouse. Ah, here we go. Another Vim.
Halloween thing. This is like no one's seen before.
Okay.
Just a quick whip on the almshouse.
Easy. I like that a lot. Vim with the vampire. The Dracula. Yeah,
boy.
Yeah, man. I think that's it.
Yeah, I like that Yatsism, though. I like that, man.
Yeah. Okay, that's it from your folder. I wanted to quickly go into this website. I remember as a kid, one of the first graffiti websites I saw, I remember in the late 90s, was one called Enigma and Digital Jungle, then Location 12. Mm. And like now, if you go to graffiti.org/DJ, as in Digital Jungle, someone has archived all those websites. I'm assuming it was, what's his name? Fuck, what was the name of the writer?
RE or something.
No. I was chatting to him literally the other day. He commented on one of our things. Now, he's one of Kilo's mates and Score's mate. I can't. I'm sorry, brother. I forgot. But Enigma. Anyway, so here, this one. No, not Enigma. London Digital Jungle. You see UK trains, over 400 panels and 50 whole cars. You can click on that. It's got like a list of all the writers from back then. I can't
believe this website still exists. This is fucking brilliant. I've been through this a squillion times.
Same for the, yeah, like I've taken bare
as I was growing up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, growing up, yeah, as well. But for this podcast, I've used this as a resource, man, many, many times, man. Should we just go into the whole car section just for a minute and see? Okay, Agony, remember this motherfucker? And you can zoom in on it. If you click on it, you see like a nice high-res picture of it. It's dope, man. This is a really good resource.
It's decent, isn't it?
For people who might not know this exists.
It is fucking decent.
Mourn.
So this is what we're talking about.
Nims. I think that was Nema. He wrote Nims as well.
Yeah.
Heal.
But these boys did a burn.
They were like non-stop. They lived in those BR trains.
I think I saw it was either Fire or Nema or one of them.
Yeah.
Who wrote 100th Train. Next to the 100th train that he'd obviously done. Figaro, like, shut up, this one, train is the bad boy.
Here we go. We got the whole door. Train. Is that Dev? Is that by Elk? Looks like Elk style. 1998.
Oh, mate.
They bigged up.
And there's that red line you're talking about on the old slam
door.
Yeah,
the blue, red, white. Yeah. And then that Figaro with the PFB next to it.
Oh, that Figaro is just ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Figaro.
What is it? Is it like a massive highlight on the O that goes like
yeah,
that?
Just it's just a mad like what's yes, I think it's from the highlight. He did a little one there, a little one there, and then this one he just went.
It's fucking nice, man. I don't know why, but I've always loved that piece. Like
yes.
The colours and
again, it's like I would love to see that on a legal wall would look sick, let alone on a top to bottom, you know. So
wish they had enough black for that middle bit.
If they'd,
but at the same time, it's nice to see that it's what train it is as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And like, you know, love him or hate him, Elk. I mean, Ayn did quite a few big ones, man, as well. So you know.
Mm.
I think, wait, hold on. I think that was, wait, Animals, DPG, with all the leaves and the lion and that. That looks pretty funny.
I mean, imagine doing that, a fucking lion.
Crazy.
And a bird sitting on a piece of fucking branch.
In it.
Like, come on, mate. Come on,
bro,
mate.
What's this one at Xmas?
Zoned.
Zoned Xmas.
Used to like Zones, Graf.
Yeah, Zoned had his unique little style.
Xmas Bits, boy.
Let's go a couple more of these, see what else.
So that was that train, kids. That's the train there that doesn't exist. That was a BR. Just to make it clear,
yeah.
That blue train is the BR.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which Zombie said, I'm not painting no yellow BR. He meant this blue train, but in yellow in Holland.
In Holland, yeah.
These are BRs. These are proper BRs, bro.
Yeah. We're kind of just flicking through stuff here. What did Asia do one? No, these are London Underground trains.
Get those metros off. Get those metros off.
I got to give a shout out as well to Acme, man, with the man with the flicks, man. He gets his flicks from all sorts.
The Graph Encyclopedia.
From online. He gets them like through trades back in the day. And I picked out a couple for myself as well, but I got a whole stack of photos. But there was a few in particular. Ah, here we go. So even like, you know, the train heavy hitters, the London Underground heavy hitters, like I said, they'd be hitting BRs every now and again, son. So
that's 2025, mate.
Yeah, that looks. Yeah, there it is. Boom. Recent
and,
bizzle.
Yeah. How did he get that shot?
I don't know. Again, he said he got some from trades, maybe some he got online. They're not all his that he took from his own camera. This one's a pretty cool one. I recognize the style in this one, but I'm not sure if it is that dude.
It looks like
Enter.
Enter.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Isn't it?
But it says Exodus and Days, D-A-S-E-R-I-P.
Oh my God, I thought that nearly a device.
This is a 2020.
Kind of in the similar sort of style, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a Days R.I.P. Again, I don't want to speculate who did it. Let me see. I had a few more in here. Classic ones. What's this one? Another recent jobby, HCS.
What's that? What's that?
There's loads in here, man. There's loads.
Nat.
A gnat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I recognize that style. I think this is Elk, an old one from Elk. This one with the characters.
Oh, days, again, look at that. Look at the character, bruv.
Yeah, with the rocks.
Damn. Who is that?
I don't know, man.
I can only see an A and an N and maybe an I.
I there, yeah. It's hard because there's a shine on the flick. Oh, that's
by the way,
that's that character.
If you're listening to this, you definitely want to come over to YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Get the visual.
Very visual, man. Another of the figure. This one by old Steezy.
Drop the bomb.
This is another classico, man, with the London City.
Didn't
sky.
He do a Dubstars in the exact same colours?
Very similar, very similar. Yes, but I just want to kind of look at this all DTB crew. 05, I think it says there, or 02. It's hard to see. But it says drop the bomb, DTB. Piece floating in the middle, so it's not a window down. It doesn't quite touch the top either, but man, that style, I'll never get bored of this style, man. Steez does not get enough props, man.
And he's done a lot of graph.
Done a lot of graph, he's done a lot for graph. His shop that he did at HQ in Brixton, like, he's given back to the culture as much as he's taken from it, if not more, you know? So he's a true legend, and that word means
How big is that drop the bomb there? Is it the whole car?
It's the whole car, yeah. Right to the end. There's the end of the carriage. He's got the London skyline on fire, which is, you know, a standard procedure. We've already seen that a couple times now of different people with the fire background. But when it's done this crisply nice and the piece itself... I mean, that's one of my favorites.
All DTB crew.
All time, that's for sure. Senza.
I used to see remember that this quite guy? A bit.
I think he wrote something else as well. Nema. Again, you can't talk about BRs without mentioning Nema. A lot of people didn't like this guy. He must have ruffled a few feathers. I didn't know him personally. I know that, you know, I don't know any details behind it, but I do remember people dogging him out and taking him out quite a bit.
I remember not knowing him,
yeah,
but remembering that why do people hate on him? For this style, maybe, but he could do all styles. All styles, as far as I'm aware. If he wanted to do like a blocky letter style, he could pull that off.
He could,
This is DFM, isn't it, Nema? Nims.
Yeah. Yeah, this is DFM. You're right. He did do a lot, but then he lent into a particular style because he had several different names as well. I think one of the names he wrote was Nims, and he used to do this really kind of weird, janky style. I think I got some flicks of it here.
Like that? Though, yeah.
I. Morris. Like these S's, the way the S is leaning back like that so fucking much. I don't know. Like, I get it. And I can see it's quick to do as well. And like, you know, I just, it never really caught on for me aesthetically. But shout out the TPG. What did TPG stand for? Stand for the.
Trains, pills, girls.
Yeah, but there's another meaning as well. But anyway, this is Fluke, an old one on the classic BR train, hash
Hash.
with the E. That's a
Nice.
DFM. I think I recognize that style as well. This is, looks like. Oh shit, who is that? Is that Roan? It says Mr. E-ism. Mr. E-ism. But it looks like Roan style, but I could be completely wrong, man. He's bigged up Fiasco and Shum and.
The M is nice.
And is
The S
that.
is nice. And that looks like a Vexer, isn't it?
This one?
Yeah, the way he does the arrows
Oh
coming off the top
yeah.
of the
And the
blocks.
bar along the top and the buckle. Yeah, you're right. But this is from 1991, man, and I recognize this
Boy.
style as well. I'm trying to remember Fame or Feud or fucking hell, man. I should have prepared all this, man. Yeah, here, this funky style, man, with these types of schemes, just going. Tss, 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 tss,
Imagine doing that.
I never really, it never worked for me, like visually, personally. It just was too funky. It was too out there. We used to call this Eurostyle back in the day. I don't know
Yeah, we did.
necessarily where it or originated from. I'm sure maybe, yeah, some. Because that's another thing as well. A lot of the BR painters here would travel into Europe and paint BRs in Europe and shit, you know? And I'm sure they were influenced by other writers there and stuff. Yeah, there's another Nims here. Oh, we saw this one already, I think, on the. Other one, Morn. I want to give Morn a shout out. Morn. He did a lot of
He did a lot of trains.
BRs. Well, what's this one? Let's see. That character came out sick. Again, this was sent in from Acme, man. Not sure what it says.
He'll
Oh, there's
say in
a.
the comments in the live chat, if you tune in at 8 o'clock, Acme's always there. Mother lovers on a Wednesday, give a drop in the knowledge.
This one he sent in for critique. I don't know who did it, some random dude. But here's a critique we can do. It says toucan, TUCAN, with two hands sticking out each side with spray cans. Really neatly done. I love the colors. The letters are a bit ultra funcular, but they do the job. What's your first
Yeah.
thoughts on that theme when if you saw that
First
pulling
thoughts
into the
are it's
station.
kind of equidistant, isn't it? And he's done the cans and the hands well.
Yeah,
Yeah,
very
like whoop,
symmetrical. Nice
well boxed
symmetry.
in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What do you think of the letter style, man? Is
Now I'm
it
thinking it kind of looks a bit vampish sometimes, you know what I mean? But it kind of looks it's
Yeah.
the A for me that I don't like.
I was about to say the A is the only funkular one, the T a little bit too, but the rest of it, I mean, again, I'm not complaining. This is nitpicking here. I love the colors. I like how it sits on the train, like you said, the symmetry and the
I
two
don't
spray cans.
like when one letter, like the N, is just completely leaning. You know, you said about the S with on those kind of TPG things.
Yeah.
Like the N's kind of getting into a bit of a league of its own on the lean
You're right.
compared to the TUCA, which are kind of sitting up straight. Why is the N coming off the A like that? You know, I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Yeah.
But
And it's almost a V, you know?
exactly.
Yeah, it's like,
Because
yeah.
of that angle that it's at.
Because I love, you know, letters can bounce around. I don't mind. It can bring cool
No, they
effect
have
to a
to.
piece. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's nice to have a little bounce to them. But then if they bounce off too much in one direction, then yeah, it can get a bit weird, man.
I remember looking at Nims's stuff like that stuff we just spoke about, and someone going to me, yeah, but that's the S. And you look at it and you go, yeah, but it's not an S. That's not, as in, that's not what an S does. You know what I mean? So you've completely changed it just because you want it to go up like that. And it's like, there's different ways of doing that.
And like you mentioned before with Nims or Nema, you've seen him do all the different styles, the classic style, the blockbuster
Yeah.
style. I'll give more allowance to someone to experiment with letters like that. Even if it does go
Yeah,
off for me, I'll
I
be like, I know
suppose.
he can do it, so he must have had some sort of plan. So I give him more of a
It's a
blank.
bit getting bored of graph, isn't it? He's on the
Kind of.
spectrum.
Yeah.
Broader graph.
Whereas if a newbie came out straight up only doing that style, I won't rate him that much. I'll be like, because he only does that because he can't do the other style. Now here, this is more classic letters. Seek. S-E-A-K. Yeah, this one with the classic slam door as well, man. This
what train door. Is that, man?
It looks like maybe it's on the Isle of Wight. No, I'm just kidding.
But, no.
This says deep freeze mayhem.
Deep freeze mayhem.
DFM from 1992.
Damn, son. 1992.
Yeah, man.
I was 11.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Another sensor here. Dev.
Dev.
This one's
kind of liked him. I kind of like that, Dev.
Yeah. This one's cool. Here you go again with the
limbs.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I get it. It kind of looks cool-ish, but... And I like this.
But you'd have to tell me that was an S before I knew it was an S. I'd be like, is it an O? Like, what the fuck?
Is it a cloud coming off the end or something? And he forgot to write
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
But at the same time, trains and pills, isn't it? So.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be doing mad pills. Well, what's this one? Okay, the photo isn't great quality.
Looks like a Casby or some shit. What it the fuck is that?
Fucked up.
Casby. It's Casby.
Kind of looks like it, yeah, but it's yeah, Kaz B. Yeah, it says Kaz B. You're right. This one's
fucked.
Sick.
Fucked something.
Paint. Fucked paint.
The classic.
The Bodie.
Yeah, the classic.
And yeah, and the spray can there. It's just a shame this photo is mad pixelated, man. But a slick one. That's an old train, man. Jeez. All right, brother, listen. I'm going to call it there. We have to end the episode for the main YouTube here. And we're going to move over to the Patreon. I just want to sneak in one more graph critique.
The main people, Dem.
I also found a funny video online. I want you to react to it. But let's do a graph critique quickly.
Oh, my days. It's just going to upset me.
Yeah, probably. All right, let's go with this.
We've done this, haven't we?
I'm sure we did one from this guy, but I don't know if we did this actual sketch. People, please, come on, man. We're almost doubling up on graph critique. Send in your graph or critique. Send it to either the DMs on the Instagram or send it via email. All the links are below. Please, people, keep sending in your graph or critique. All right? We can never get enough. Keep sending them in. Keep sending them in. Please, don't be a pussy. Send them in. Theism.
Don't be a pussy.
Theism with a 3D to the left on the white paper, lined paper. He's done it with a biro by the looks of it, blue biro. The guy, he's kept it relatively simple, so I'll give him kudos for that. It doesn't totally jar me, the thinness and thickness, although it's not that consistent. The worst letter is, I'm sure Theme's going to say,
The S is
like, you know, it's got like a... it's deflated compared to the rest of them. The rest of them, like, they're like taut balloons, and this one's just gone.
And also, you see the top of his E goes behind the middle bit. He should really have done that with the S.
Oh, how did the F rather than come in front of
I mean,
it?
I can't believe we're critiquing a biro sketch on...
well, this is what's come to, man.
Lined paper. No, it's not. You never show the stuff that people send in. Because you want it to be whack.
No, it depends. It depends. I mean,
it's a blue fucking biro, well too close to my reach. And it says, sorry, mother.
Yeah,
2025. Theism, Daft London, 47 Ale Gang.
Yeah, look, okay, I'm not going to dwell on this. Just keep sketching, keep practicing. You still got a little way to go. I know you've kept it simple, but you can go even simpler with that, man. Work on the letter styles and the structures first. That S is just all over the place, brother.
Just do a piece of paper with like 10 S's on it in a row.
Yeah.
And call it the study of S.
Yeah, just like, you know, bite someone's S and just like kind of work from there, man. All right, let's go with this one. It says Forte, F-O-R-T-E. RTE by the looks of it, with a character instead of an O.
I mean, dude's not bad. He's not bad. He's not bad.
He's got a lot going on in this piece. There's, you know, lots of colours. Purples and greens and yellows and stuff. Black outline. Little shadow going to the right with blue bits in it. And then
it's
a
good.
White
It's quite good.
Time.
It's quite well done, isn't it? It's quite well done. But what I don't like is the fatness at the bottom. If it goes like, you see the fatness of the T? We're kind of going into that way too distorted. Fatness,
I mean, but that kind
the
of
R doesn't
with
do
the
R
R
is nice,
matches with the F,
yeah, it matches, but it's too fat. Like, it doesn't need to be that, because the R, you see the right hand side of the R, the whole right hand side of it is quite nice. And then if you compare it to the left side, that massive fat bit at the bottom, like, that doesn't do it for me,
yeah,
because it's just way too fat.
I agree with you that the R, I like that side of it as well. Yeah, I
yeah.
guess they
and then
could have done
the
something
left-hand
else.
side is fucking, but you're right, it stays in proportion
It
with everything
matches.
else.
And I agree, it is painted well, man. I just think maybe there's too much going on with the one time going zzz, zzz, all the way around, and then like the little bits in the 3D, and then the, I don't know, just for me, it seems a little bit jarring, but it's okay. It's not the end of the world. The character, I can see it's a real simple character. I don't know what that is. If that's supposed to be the hand doing something like this or something.
Yeah, I reckon it is. Yeah.
But it just doesn't look like it. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Hands are the most difficult thing to draw.
Yeah. The whole, like, I don't know, the again, I know it's simple, but. And then that face, like the mean mug face with the drips coming out, like everyone does that. The character, I just don't, I'm not into it, man.
Fat belly, you don't like it?
Just, I don't know, it just looks ugly to me. It doesn't look cool. Like, the whole point of doing like a b-boy, like, look at a zombie character, just looks cool as fuck, you know what I mean? A Cantu character, they look cool. This one just looks like some fucking gormless fucking, like, Egypt, like, you know, I don't know, like, with his eyes.
Some dusty crackhead in East Acton standing like, outside, like, buying a whiskey, the cheapest brandy you can get,
and like
and a massive bottle of Coke, and just, yarpsing the birds.
And what is it, a human, or is it a dog? Like, look at that nose, it looks like a dog's nose or something. Like,
I don't think it
black...
needs to be anything, it's grass. It
doesn't, you know, yeah, I know, but I don't know.
What I don't like is the T. When the line goes above the line too much, you know
Which
what I mean?
Bit?
It doesn't join into the bottom
this
bit.
Should
Where
be
the top bit
connected,
meets
yeah.
the bottom bit, I mean,
yeah.
Even if you did the line a bit over and
yeah.
then left some,
Just
at
a
least
little
you would have
gap.
left some.
Yeah,
a
I
little
agree
gap.
with you. I agree
Little
with you.
gap.
I'm
All
assuming
right.
that's a T. It could be an I with a, that could be the dot of the I. 4E. Let's see the tags around. I don't know. It looks like this was done in 2023 as well. Jeez.
There's a SPO reach up there, I think.
Is it? That one. No, that's not. Oh, it could be.
Nah, surely not.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Surely not.
Husk. Yeah, I don't know. He's not. I don't recognize anyone else he's put up. All right, 40. It's not too bad, bro.
TUF crew. TUF crew, innit?
Tee you
tough.
Up. You think you're tough, bro? Yeah, mate. You are an AHC now, bro. So salute yourself. Yeah, thanks for sending that in. Again, people, please send in your graph for critiques. Let's go out on a tune and then continue over on the Patreon. All right. If you want to join the Patreon, the link is below. You can sign up and then unsign, you know, just pay once, watch everything and then leave. Or you can support the show. And you know, show some love, you get me. Theme, you wanted to go out to this classic Hall & Oates tune called
Adult Entertainment by Hall & Oates.
Adult Education. Yeah, not entertainment. I mean, Adult
education.
Entertainment will be a whole different song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll be talking about watching titties. Episode 157, party people, we'll see you next week. Leave a like, leave a comment, hit everything below. You know what to do, motherfuckers. And we'll see you patrons in a minute. Oh, didn't start from the beginning.
Adult. Because you've been listening to it before.
Yeah.
Adult. That's what it means. Education. A BR education. It is quite Hawaiian, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the beginning.
A little bit. Very, very 80s drums as well.
That's it, mother lovers.
Peace, peace.
Think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv.